Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's currently 64 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Inflation remains high for some key areas of consumer spending. The Consumer Price Index showing prices were 3.5% higher in March than a year ago. Shelter and gas inching up while prices decreased for some food and utilities. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The other expense here that people are looking at is services. So when you think about the things you spend on your day-to-day life, medical care, car insurance, those costs that are just monthly expenses continue to tick up higher, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing this persistently high inflation.
President Biden acknowledging inflation is not going down quickly enough for Americans. Today, he's hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House and holding talks on security threats in the Indo-Pacific region. A colleague of Alexei Navalny says the investigation committee in Russia has extended the investigation into his death. Until April 20th, the late Russian opposition leader died while out on a walk at a Siberian prison last month. This is ABC News. The company responsible for a global recall of sleep apnea machines reaches a settlement with the government.
The Justice Department says Philips, which makes sleep apnea machines, including CPAPs, must overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems before it can resume production at U.S. facilities. The settlement also requires the company to hire independent experts to vet the changes. This is a big step forward toward resolving a recall of the 5 million machines because their internal foam can break down, causing users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. Customers had complained of issues including headaches, sinus infections, and pneumonia. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Consumer Reports urging schools not to serve Lunchables to students, finding they are very high in sodium, even higher than the versions sold in supermarkets. Last year, Lunchables created two new versions of its meal kit as part of school lunch programs. Consumer Reports also found high levels of lead in Lunchables. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Don't miss out on the massive sale at Richland Locker this week. Grab pork country ribs at just $2.28 a pound. Center cut pork chops for an incredible $2.98 a pound. Save over $2 a pound. And a 5-pound bag of bone-in chicken thighs for only $8.90 each or $1.78 a pound. From the deli, indulge in Jamestown shaved or sliced ham for $4.98 a pound and sliced Swiss cheese at $5.98 a pound. Hurry in while supplies last and stock up on these unbeatable deals at Richland Locker. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt & Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and warmer conditions than normal with a high of 69. And tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing, not as warm, a high of 60. In Richland Center, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 37, we're at our high so far for the day of 65.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Spring has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reedsburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Good afternoon. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced that the laboratory teams at both the Muscadet Health Center and Spring Green Medical Center were recently awarded the COLA Laboratory Excellence Award by their accreditor, COLA Incorporated. This award signifies the laboratory's commitment to performing quality patient testing and superior overall laboratory practices. The Laboratory Excellence Award is achieved by those COLA laboratories that are compliant with all COLA essential and required criteria at the time of their on-site survey and have demonstrated successful proficiency testing for the prior 3 testing events. Laboratory Director Dana Wilson, MT, says the awards are a significant achievement. Like other medical laboratories, the MHC and SGMC labs contract with an outside agency for accreditation. COLA Incorporated is a leading national laboratory accreditor whose program and standards enable clinical laboratories and staff to meet the United States Clinical Laboratory Improvement Act and other regulatory requirements. The University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate programs are once again ranked among the nation's best in the 2024-25 edition of U.S. News & World Report's Best Graduate Schools, including ranking the School of Education first overall in the country. The School of Education is tied for first overall with Teachers College, Columbia University, up from third overall and second among public universities last year, marking the 11th straight year it has ranked in the top 5 and its first year topping the list. Other highlights include computer science ranked 13th, social work ranked 20th, and public affairs ranked 23rd. U.S. News does not rank all programs each year. You can view the most recent graduate program rankings for each department at news.wisc.edu. New grant funding is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Working families are struggling to find places to live as property values continue to rise. $525 million is being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space to residential. Apply online at WHEDA.com. Governor Tony Evers has signed the PRINCE Act, which aims to address gaps in the Wisconsin Amber Alert system by expanding criteria for issuing alerts for missing children. The PRINCE Act was created in response to the tragic disappearances and deaths of Prince McCree and Lily Peters to ensure authorities in future missing child cases have expanded resources to issue quicker and more robust alert notices to the public, hopefully ensuring kids are able to be quickly located and returned home safely in the future. Governor Evers signed the bill at the former elementary school of Prince McCree, Hawley Environmental School in Milwaukee, whose tragic disappearance inspired his neighbor, State Senator LaTanya Johnson, to champion and pass the Senate bill to enhance Wisconsin's Amber Alert system. The governor was joined for the signing ceremony by members of Prince's family, bill co-author, State Senator Johnson, school and district officials, students, and community members. According to Amber Alert Wisconsin, to issue an Amber Alert, a child must be 17 years of age or younger, in danger of serious bodily harm or death, and the initiating agency must have enough descriptive information about the child, the suspect, and/or the suspect vehicle to believe an immediate broadcast alert will help locate the child. Senate Bill 981 expands the Silver Alert system to apply to certain children. An alert could be issued if the person is under the age of 18, their location is unknown, they do not otherwise qualify for another alert, and they are unable to return home without help because of a physical or mental condition, disability, or that they are under 10 years old. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
That's Jake Jepson, co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill Tuesday that would have created grants to fight pollution from so-called forever chemicals. The Democrat Evers also took the unusual step of calling the GOP-controlled Budget Committee into meeting to approve spending $125 million to deal with contamination. Evers and Republicans have not been able to agree on the best way to combat pollution from PFAS. These chemicals have polluted groundwater in communities across the state. Evers and Republicans both say that fighting the chemicals is a priority, but they haven't been able to come together on what to do about it. Wisconsin is one step closer to rolling out the new home energy rebate programs, as the Public Service Commission is now accepting public comments on the draft application and program materials. Part of the President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, these new home energy rebate programs will help Wisconsin residents lower their utility bills and conserve energy through the completion of home improvement projects, including energy efficiency and electrification upgrades. The Inflation Reduction Act authorized two home energy rebate programs, the Home Efficiency Rebates, or HOMES program, and the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates, or HEAR program. The HOMES program is a whole home energy efficiency program that provides rebates to discount the price of energy-saving retrofits in existing single-family and multifamily buildings. Eligible projects include insulation, air sealing, and heating, ventilation, and air conditioning upgrades. The HEAR program will provide instant discounts to eligible households that install high-efficiency electric appliances such as electric heat pumps. Program applications will be finalized based on the Commission's decisions and then officially submitted to U.S. DOE, who must approve Wisconsin's application before the state can launch these programs. Pending U.S. DOE approval, these programs are anticipated to launch in late summer 2024. The application materials are available to review and provide public on the PSC's electronic records filing system. Directions on how to file a public comment using ERF is available at apps.psc.wi.gov/erf/erf/info/help.aspx. Gas prices are up slightly in the state. The average rose 2.9 cents last week, with an average of $3.38 across the state Monday. This is over 14 cents higher than a month ago, but 11 cents lower than this time last year. A major job loss for the city of Beaver Dam, the Bird's Eye Food Processing Facility, is set to close. In a letter to Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, the company says production will stop in June, with warehouse operations stopping in January of next year. 252 jobs are impacted, mostly production and production support staff. The Beaver Dam facility was built in 1972. The plant officially became part of Conagra Brands in 2018 when Conagra acquired Pinnacle Foods. It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1217. This week's DatCap's Michelle Reinen talks about weights and measurements. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 66 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1220. When purchasing a product by weight or measure, it's important that measurement devices used are accurate. To help make sure consumers are getting what they pay for, the first U.S. Weights and Measures Law was signed March 2, 1799. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Bureau of Weights and Measures, plays an essential in protecting the fairness of commerce in Wisconsin. Michelle Reinen is from DatCap.
Thanks to regular inspections of measurement devices consumers rely on every day, you can be confident that you get what you pay for when buying a gallon of gas, a pound of meat or produce, and even, you know, precious metals.
Inspections are done on an annual basis to make sure weights and measurements are accurate.
In 2023, Weights and Measures staff conducted over 226,000 inspections at over 5,500 businesses located in our state. And from those inspections and the results of those inspections, we get what are called consumer confidence scores, or those measurements of accuracy.
Results from this past year's inspection should make consumers happy and confident when purchasing products that are measured.
For motor vehicle fuel pumps, we saw a 99.6% accuracy rating. So consumers can be very confident when pumping that gallon of gasoline. Scales used to sell products by weight were 99.6% accurate. Packaged products sold by weight were 98.6% in their accuracy. And then electronic price scanners at checkouts that we're all so familiar with, and maybe even check out our own goods now, are again at 96.8% accuracy. So you can feel good about the purchases that you're making and that you're getting what you pay for.
If you feel a gas pump is not dispensing the stated amount of fuel, a scale at your favorite deli is not giving an accurate weight, or you may have been overcharged by an electronic price scanner, be sure to report the issue. You can file a complaint with DATCAP's Bureau of Weights and Measures by phone at 608-224-4942. Or by email at datcpweightsandmeasures@wisconsin.gov. The Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution will honor the high school senior good citizens this afternoon at the Baird DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. DAR is a patriotic organization. The afternoon will include a short program with the good citizens who will share their patriotism, volunteer work, and future plans. This year's good citizens are Bronwyn Ray Halverson from Highland High School, Kaylee Erica Peterson from Ithaca High School, Gracie Lee Nemec from Lafarge, Jaden Lee Ballard from Iowa Grant, Haley Gander from Kickapoo High School, Olivia Lee Sturdivant from Riverdale, Gracie Syme from Seneca, and Cohen Andrew Redmond from Wazika Steuben High School. The Good Citizen Essay Contest winner will also be announced. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host a community blood drive with Impact Life tomorrow from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall on the lower level of the hospital. Erica Davidson is the territory manager for Impact Life.
Impact Life Blood Services is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are a blood bank, an independent blood bank. We are headquartered in Davenport, Iowa. We are the exclusive provider of blood products to over 125 hospitals in Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Right here in Richland Center, we have recently partnered with the Richland Hospital and Clinics. We are their sole provider.
Davidson comments about independent blood banks.
We are a member of America's Blood Centers, which is a coalition of independent nonprofit blood banks that come together to provide about 60% of the nation's blood supply. The American Red Cross provides about 40% of the nation's blood supply. So Impact Life is a member of America's Blood Centers, and within that organization, we have about 60 blood banks that are able to resource share. So that resource sharing group is called Blood Centers of America. And through that, we are able to import and export blood to help serve our hospitals in any region.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is a recipient of blood supplies from Impact Life. Davidson says it's a newer partnership.
I want to say the latter half of 2023, we brought on the Richland Hospital and Clinics, as well as Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Those are our two newest hospitals in Wisconsin that we serve. So when we are in the communities, we are asking for community support in order to service those hospitals. And that looks different, you know, depending on the community. A lot of our communities will be mostly churches, some schools. So it really just depends on that local business community to support their local hospital. So really, we want to encourage businesses to reach out to us if we haven't reached out to you already and offer support by hosting a blood drive.
To donate to the Impact Life Blood Drive tomorrow at the Richland Hospital, call 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org and use code 5770 to locate the drive. A photo ID is required to donate. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hey, WRCO listeners. Prom is just around the corner. Does your daughter have her dress picked out yet? You don't need to spend full price for a dress that she'll only wear once. At the Creative Outlet, you can find beautiful dresses for low resale prices. We can also sell those gently used dresses that are taking up space in your closets. It's a win-win deal for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died April 2nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Deb Burke is survived by two brothers, Bernard, Bun and Teresa Burke, and Michael M. Burke, all of Richland Center, an aunt and many other relatives and friends. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 12:30 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 12:30. Donna Elliott is survived by her husband, Pat, three children, Rochelle Elliott, Derek Elliott, and Emily and Jeff Martin. Three grandchildren, three sisters, Joyce and Jim Hipsch, Debbie and Gary Wirtz, and Lori and Reggie Way. Two brother-in-laws, Jude and Cindy Elliott, and Doug Faber. sister-in-law, Ann Elliott, and numerous nieces and nephews. Donna Joy Elliott, 70 of Richland Center. Wallace Cooper and Elliott will be closed all day Friday to allow staff to attend the services. Brian W. Bender, 40 of Woodman, died Friday following a battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Friday at 5 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Friday from noon until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Brian Bender Benefit or the Brian Bender Agricultural Scholarship Fund. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family. Brian Bender is survived by his wife, Kelly, two daughters, Danny and Cody, his parents, Lyle and Judy Bender of Boscobel, two sisters, Jennifer and Duke L. of Spooner and Bridget Bender of Boscobel, a brother, Chuck Loomis of Texas, his paternal grandmother, Elaine Bender of Woodman, his mother-in-law, Jennifer and Dan Carey of Highland, his father-in-law, Craig Ramsden of Muscaday, two sisters-in-law, Brenna Ramsden and Ole Moss of Phoenix, Arizona, and Kate Ramsden of Madison, his godson, godparents, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other friends. Brian W. Bender, 40 of Woodman. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jim Bennett is survived by his parents, Ken and Nancy, siblings, Jeremy and Susie Bennett of Chaseburg, Jeff and Pappy Bennett of Ithaca, and Christine and Sean Connor of Luana, Iowa. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews, and special neighbors, Rick and Karen Pauls. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville. Leonard E. Speary, 83 of Boscobel, died Saturday unexpectedly at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local military honors unit will provide graveside rites at the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Leonard Speary include four children, Randy and Leslie Speary of Spring Green, Gary and Mary Speary of Medford, Michael and Sheila Speary of Blue River, and Joy and Paul Cream of Adelaide, Australia. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nine siblings, Thomas and Patty Speary, Gina Stein, Marge Edwards, Paul and Mary Speary, David and Barbara Speary, Sherry and Harold Rupp, Connie and George Hill, Bill Speary, and Steve and Jung Speary. Leonard E. Speary, 83 of Boscobel. Dennis Brown, 73 of Muscaday, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscaday Sportsman's Club. Burial will be held in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations may be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscaday area or a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Dennis Brown is survived by his wife, Suzanne, three children, Sarah Brown, John Brown, and Patrick Brown, and five grandchildren. Dennis Brown, 73 of Muscaday. Janine Young, 64 of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscaday. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by her daughter, Leah Spellman and Abuyu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, three siblings, Shannon and Jeff Brownlee of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender Laufenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscaday. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center, died Monday at our house in Reedsburg. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Tom Rand is survived by his wife of more than 52 years, Jackie, two children, Scott and Jen, a granddaughter, two sisters, Sue and Mary, and a brother, Paul Marty. Thomas Rand, 75, of Reedsburg and formerly of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 20th from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Judy Nicholas is survived by her children, James Carlisle of Washington, Pennsylvania, Jody and Chad Hines of Richland Center, and Raymond and Shannon Carlisle Jr. of Reedsburg. Stepchildren, James Moore, Lisa Litton, Dawn and Eric Kirshner, all of Washington, Pennsylvania, and Raylin and Jerry Marshall of West Virginia. 11 grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, a sister, Gail DeVere of Oakdale, Pennsylvania, special friend, Carolyn, Scotty Moore of Washington, Pennsylvania, nieces, nephews, many other relatives and friends. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Courton, Maine just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Courton, Maine in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Shane and Susan Gunlock. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some rather nice weather across the region once again today. Looks like temperatures will end up a good 6 or 8 degrees above normal at least. Tomorrow will be cloudy and cooler thanks to a low-pressure system spinning up through eastern Illinois, Indiana, into Michigan by afternoon. We'll be on the northwest fringe of that, but also another cold front coming in from the northwest. Between the two systems, some scattered showers should develop, and some gusty winds forming late in the day, too. Any showers associated with those systems will be moving away tomorrow night. Back to dry weather on Friday, just a little bit cooler, as some northwest winds bring down the air from Canada, but we should see some sun breaking out. The weekend will be quite delightful with the very pleasant temperatures getting about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and we'll have a nice amount of sunshine as well. Just one weak front marching through the region Saturday night to bring us a very slight chance of a shower. The better chance will stay off to our north and east. Could be looking at a big wet system toward Monday night and Tuesday of next week, so we'll certainly keep you posted on that. Otherwise, for the rest of today, partly cloudy and mild with a high of 69 degrees. West-southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the mid-40s. Wind out of the south-southeast at 3 to 6. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers developing, high close to 60. Wind variable becoming north and northwest at 8 to 15. Thursday night, breezy with showers tapering off, low temperature at 42. Friday, gradually the clouds break up and rather breezy, high near 59, northwest wind 15 to 25. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and warm, low 37, high up to 71. Just a slight chance of a shower at night. Sunday should be partly cloudy and balmy, low at 50 with a high of 73. Monday mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of scattered showers, low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-60s. Tuesday windy with substantial rain likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, high near 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 61, our low this morning was 37. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 66. The record high for this date was set in 1977 at 84. The record low, 15, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 52. Sunset tonight will be at 7:38, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:27. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds, 3 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.88 and no precipitation to report. Again, it is currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience, and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
It's the International Year of the Woman Farmer, the first in a series today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The United Nations declared 2024 the International Year of the Woman Farmer, and the World Food Prize Foundation recently put on a one-day event focused on the subject. One theme that stuck out was that recognition of women in food and agriculture is long overdue. Lisa Carty represents the U.S. on the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations.
It's so clear to us that women in agriculture are really essential to building resilience in food systems, yet they're often really the first to suffer when a crisis hits. For us at the U.S. mission to the U.N. in New York, promoting food security and gender equality across all our entry points at the United Nations is really one of our top priorities.
Past conferences have included discussions about helping women farmers. Didi Okonkwo-Wanelli, just last week, was named president and CEO of the One Campaign and says many efforts around the globe to do that have been disappointing.
Let's make sure that the female farmers are included in those dialogues themselves and the women leaders. Let's ensure that women at the table and hold ourselves accountable to achieve results.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The experts are still learning about high-path avian influenza in dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Kansas Animal Health Commissioner says the ag industry has learned a lot about high-path avian influenza in dairy cattle, but there's still a lot to learn. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the National Institute for Animal Agriculture's annual meeting in Kansas City.
Dr. Justin Smith says the virus detected in cattle is the same virus that's been detected in poultry, but its transmission is different.
We know in the cattle situation right now, it's not pathogenic. It's not highly pathogenic. And the fact that it doesn't cause a death loss, we don't know that the virus itself is how it's being spread or if it's being spread from cow to cow. So the mechanism that it's affecting the animal is much differently than it is in our poultry industries.
He says there are unanswered questions too.
To understand, one, how did this shift happen, and then, you know, is there an opportunity to help prevent this from future purposes? The other one is to truly understand the pathogenesis and the epidemiology of this virus from within our dairy system.
Smith was part of an HPAI roundtable at the NIAA meeting this week. Reporting from the NIAA's annual meeting in Kansas City, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Carbon sequestration has picked up some momentum as more producers have implemented climate smart practices. Brownfield's Brett Barnett filed this report from the Plant-Based Products Council's annual conference in Omaha.
Eastern Nebraska farmer Quentin Keneally farms along the Missouri River. He tells Brownfield he's making a slow transition to climate solutions on his operation.
Came from a tillage operation, so we're about up to 20% no-till right now, which is progress. We're in a funny spot with the Missouri River bottoms. We really fight compaction. We got to fine-tune a lot of things and look at a lot of different options to see how we can adapt. And it's not just a turnkey deal. We just got to keep studying and see where we can work it into our soils.
Keneally says he had some hesitations.
You could always take that yield hit. You don't know if it's going to help your farm or how bad it could hurt your farm, because it's unknown territory to you usually.
Keneally says he won't be eligible for USDA climate incentives until 2025. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
A Wisconsin farmer speaking out in favor of keeping conservation program funding in the next farm bill. Jack Herricks milks about 600 cows and grows corn and an alfalfa oats mixture in the Driftless region near Cashton. He tells Brownfield the conservation programs are needed to help keep soil and nutrients in place and provide a steady food supply.
We need to keep the landscape in place. We need to keep our resources where they are, you know, our topsoil in place and keep our nutrients right where we can continue to use them to grow a crop.
Some in Congress want to reduce funding for conservation programs in the next farm bill. Herrick says conservation practices are not an expense, but an investment in profitability. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at UnitedSoybean.org. That's UnitedSoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. Bids haven't surfaced yet. Asking prices are around $186 live in the south, while they haven't been established in the north. Packer inquiry could pick up as the day progresses, but significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for fairly light offerings. Choice down 285 at 299.24. Select is 232 lower at 297.58. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers were uneven. Calves under 500 pounds and yearlings over 650 pounds were mostly steady. But those middleweight calves from 500 to 650 pounds lost the gains from last week and were $5 to $15 lower on lighter demand. Heifers were steady to $5 higher, except calves 450 to 550 pounds, which are $5 to $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate for a heavy supply. There were several long strings of yearlings on hand, along with some fancy new crop calves. Medium and large one feeder steers, 503 to 548 pounds, brought $297.50 to $328. Feeder steer, 621 to 649 pounds, brought $282 to $294. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 711 to 738 pounds, brought $234.50 to $246.75. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday, but solid negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to benefit from strong demand. Processors got aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. There likely could be a repeat of that this afternoon. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and domestic demand has been picking up. Both have been very supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which were up 0.9 pounds on the week and up 0.6 pounds on the year. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of $89.53. Prices at the regional directs were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were $3 higher at $50 to $60. And pork values were firm at midday, up 17 cents at $100.88. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N 314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Corn is higher, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on commercial and technical selling, also following soybean products while watching harvest activity in South America. Thursday, the USDA is expected to raise U.S. ending stocks, while CONAB's crop guess for Brazil could be up in the month. May beans are down 10 and a quarter at 11.64 and a quarter. July's 10 and a quarter lower at 11.77 and a half. May soybean meals down 290 at 3.32.70. May soybean oils 49 points lower at 47.03. Corn's up, monitoring U.S. planting conditions with more rain needed in parts of the Corn Belt. U.S. ending stocks should be down on the month, and CONAB's corn estimates expected to be higher, at least by a little bit. May corn's up 1¾ at 4.33. July's up 1¾ at 4.44 and a quarter. Chicago wheat's down. Kansas City and Minneapolis are up. U.S. ending stocks are expected to be above a month ago, while the world supply could be a little bit tighter. May Chicago's down 1¼ at 5.56½. With concerns about conditions in the plains, May Kansas City's up 14¾ at 5.92. May Minneapolis is up a penny at 6.52¼. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower, with box beef down sharply at midday, getting ready for this week's direct business. Asking prices are 186 live. Otherwise, the major feeding areas are quiet. June live's down 257 at 172.27. August is 265 lower at 169.90. May feeders are down 422 at 235.22. And hogs are sharply lower, pressured by fund liquidation and overbought signals. June lean's down 352 at 105.05. July's 340 lower at 106.97. Crude oil continues to hold just about unchanged. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. More big auctions in April with Wilkinson Auctions. Next Friday, April 19th, we have a last-minute muscle auction with some very nice and late-model tractors. We have a John Deere 7320 with approximately 650 hours, a New Holland T6 175 with 640 hours, a late-model Vermeer 604R round baler with only 100 hours, a John Deere 4955 and a John Deere 4450, and two Case IH MX285 Magnum. This is a short auction, but with some big muscle, just in time for planting. Our next equipment consignment auction in Columbus is Tuesday, April 23rd. We have a huge load of construction equipment from a large general contractor and another nice line of farm equipment. Finally, our lawn and garden auction is in Muscadet on Saturday, April 27th. We're taking consignments now of lawnmowers, ATVs, vehicles, trailers, and small engines. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
U.S. soybeans are great for tempeh. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Tempeh is a traditional Indonesian food made from fermented food-grade soybeans. The natural culturing and controlled fermentation process binds soybeans into a cake form. Tempeh is high in protein, and because it's a fermented food, it also bolsters gut microbiome. On a recent trade mission to Indonesia, Andrew Sherman with the Indiana State Department of Agriculture had a chance to meet with buyers and discuss why soybeans, specifically ones grown in Indiana, are a good fit for Indonesia.
We're trying to better understand the specific product requirements, the specifications, the tempeh artists, as they call them, the small businesses and producers, what they're really looking to get out of their product. And then as we identify those opportunities and needs, being able to bring that back home to our farmers and really communicate what's needed, how we can get there, and to see if we can be collaborative in the problem solving as we look to supply the fourth largest country in the world.
Soy-based proteins are extremely popular in Indonesia. Tempeh is considered a superfood and is rich in bone-friendly minerals, including calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus.